People's opinion of me is none of my business. Best line I could ever heard, because you have this confidence about yourself because you start understanding who you are. You start stripping back those layers of those beliefs, those patterns, how you were raised, finding your identity through other people or people pleasing, and you start being okay with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of I Am Christina D'Arcangelo. This is the first time that we're in the new podcast studio. As everyone can see, the background has completely changed and it has become more CD centric. And as a result, my first guest, who you've seen before, I invited back in because you know what? We're heading into spring. The colors are starting to be more bright, vibrant. The flowers are blooming. The bees are buzzing. Welcome, Kimberly Wilsey. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me back. I'm so excited. I'm so flattered. We always have a great time getting to connect with each other and also the community with our listeners, your listeners. So it's an honor.
Thank you so much. And so you all are probably wondering, what kind of information are we going to talk about today that will be beneficial for you? And so Kimberly and I, as you know, we work alongside each other all the time on different endeavors. Kimberly is the head of my glam squad throughout the United States. Primarily when I'm in Pennsylvania, she's my main gal. Yep. And, you know, as a result of that, we have become friends and we have developed a sisterhood between the two of us. And I'm so proud to have Kimberly in my circle, my inner circle of friends.
Oh, I could say the same about you too.
So in our fashion, as we always do, we talk about how we can help people. And one of the things that we were recently discussing, it was a couple of weeks ago, was the fact that we feel as though the younger females that are coming up through the ranks here from, say, high school forward, sometimes some of those women, because they are women, need some mentorship and empowerment, because we were discussing when we were growing up, while we're not that old, it was a different time, right? Times are so very different now. And so we were discussing off the record some of our wishes on how we want to help others. And so today we're going to talk about that. And we also have a special guest today. We have Reed, who is Kimberly's youngest little chicken. That's what I call the kids, chickens. He's here to join us, to wave. But Kimberly, would you like to kick it off and start talking about what you were thinking and what we discussed before?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, having this conversation and how we can help, you know, our young women and just women in general, really to empower them. You know, when I was younger, you know, it was difficult to connect with women in general. I didn't have a lot of those role models, even though they were all around, but it was difficult to identify them, to seek them out as a resource. So primarily, you know, I grew up, you know, having those, you know, male friendships or, you know, male figures that I was able to connect with and became those mentors, you know, through school, athletics, extracurriculars, things like that. So, you know, I wish at a younger age, I had access to those women around me to help with my self-esteem. I think a lot of young women and women in general struggle, no matter how old you are, with self-esteem, whether it's, you know, physical, mental, emotional. And, you know, we need to be able to connect with each other and really build community to provide ways to increase that, right? That inner confidence, kind of harnessing that power towards empowerment from within, right? To then change not only how you view yourself, how you feel about yourself, but also, you know, your outside surroundings, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
That makes great sense. And I can dovetail on that too, because we were talking about how similarly it was when we grew up, you know, and the fact that, yes, we had moms, but our moms were of a different, different person than moms nowadays, like we are as moms, right? It's different. It's much different because society is different, right? And, you know, we were talking about when there was a time where we couldn't even have bank accounts as females by ourselves. And I was remarking to Kimberly before we got on this morning, like, what would I do? CD has a ton of bank accounts. Not that I'm rolling in it, guys, but you all know I have multiple companies and I'm the CEO for, right? And so what if I couldn't bank, right? Because I don't have a man attached because my dad has passed away and he would be the one that I would have asked to help me, right? Especially since I'm divorced now. So there's no way, I mean, how would I function in society? But, you know, just to go back to the whole way we were raised, one of the things that I've realized much later on in life, and I wish I would have realized this much earlier, was that when I was 21 years old, that was when I stopped loving myself. And I hadn't loved myself again until 2 years, like last year, 2 years passed. You know, we're talking what, 2021 was when I really started loving myself. And I launched CD in 2020. And even then, I didn't love myself. I was at my lowest, but I knew that I wanted to empower people and help people because everyone deserves a voice and everyone deserves to feel cared for, loved, respected, and provided confidence so they can thrive in their environments. And I think back to when I was 21 and I go, well, why CD, what happened? Like, I never really had, and I'm not putting my mom down, God rest her soul, but my mom was not a good, empowerment person because of all the mental health she struggled with every day of her life. Every day she opened her eyes up and maybe she felt good that day. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she started out feeling good. And then halfway through the day, she didn't feel so great. And then it went down and then it came back up. And that's kind of how it was with her. So I never looked at my mom with the rose colored glasses on, feeling like she was somebody who can empower me as a female. Did I get empowerment? Yes, but it was male-centered, male-dominated. It was my father. So then I struggled with this my whole life because in work, I was more aggressive as a female. That's what I was labeled as because I had more masculine tendencies because of what was represented before me and what I saw and what I could identify with. Mm-hmm. I didn't get hugs by my mom. Again, I'm not putting that down. But that's how it was. There were no hugs.
Well, how they were raised too.
There's no, I love you. You're amazing. Oh my God, you look beautiful today. None of that. There was none of that. And so I struggled with this. And there's no need for all of these young ladies that are coming up, that are going to come behind us and rise up above us, right? Because that's our intention, is these people are better than us. These girls deserve that. They deserve that type of embracing and love and showing head and heart. There's nothing wrong with being in business and showing your head and your heart, because in my opinion, that's the best way to do business. You can't just be so, I was so head focused my whole career. It wasn't only until I had my son, which was 10 years ago, that I switched then, because then I realized, oh my God, I have to use my heart more. But being corporate, you're not supposed to do that. I don't care anymore, because I'm a CEO of across multiple companies and people either love me or, you know, they don't always care for me.
And that's okay. You love them where they're at, right?
That's right. That's right. Sorry, I went on such a tangent.
No, I completely agree. You know, again, I worked in corporate America, right? Majority of my career before I launched Pretty Powerful. And, you know, that pandemic and shutdown was a blessing because it gave me clarity and the time to start pursuing the things that I put on the dream shelf when I was a young girl, right? But working in that corporate environment, you know, there are times where you feel like a number. It was, very masculine environment. I did have some great, you know, female mentors here and there that I worked with to help shape me. But that was like late into my 20s, early 30s. So, you know, to be vulnerable and to express how you're feeling and to speak up, it wasn't something that I was used to.
No.
Very difficult. I still struggle with it, to find my voice, to speak my truth. And it wasn't until I became a mother that, you know, you find this strength in that transition from being a woman than becoming a mother, right? Because you have to start seeking out support and asking for help instead of suffering in silence.
Yeah.
And trying to care for yourself. And you always say this too. It's, and you know, you have to put on your own oxygen mask before taking, you know, giving it to others. So, you know, we need to start making this a focus every day to work on it, right? It's like it's a practice of self-love to, you know, increase that self-esteem. So you can, I don't like using the word survive each day, but, you know, help give, put tools in your toolkit, right?
Yep.
Situations come up that you don't expect in life and how you can better handle them, right? Versus life coming at you and it totally depleting you mentally, spiritually.
So it's not an easy world that we live in nowadays.
No, sorry. It's very difficult.
Poochie was pushing. She was like, I just want to see how she lays on your heart. I mean, this dog, she's amazing. And her little collar says her name, Gucci. And she's my baby. Okay, I have to talk. but yeah, like, just, I think all of what you said is so important. And I think the fact that at some points you've been afraid to express yourself, you're in good company. I was like that for the longest time. And then finally I was like, well, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. And it comes, I think, with age and experience, you're just like, people's opinion of me is none of my business. You know, that's the best line I could ever heard, because you just, you have this confidence about yourself because you start understanding who you are. You start stripping back those layers of those beliefs, those patterns, how you were raised, finding your identity through other people or people pleasing, because I'm a recovering people pleaser. And you start being okay with you first and foremost, right?
Right.
And
then loving yourself.
You have to love yourself so much, so much, and give yourself that love that you would give other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, can you imagine what it would have been like if we had loved ourselves since the early age of our formative years and then who we've become because of it? And yes, have we been able to, you know, to steal your previous statement, build a toolbox, our peripheral toolbox? Yes, we have been.
Aaron, but
it hasn't been,
right?
It hasn't been the easiest, right?
No. And traumatic. It's traumatic. Things are still triggering. But we identify those situations with our younger self, whether it's our, you know, young woman or just that little girl. And I think have come from a place of love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
The people that we were surrounded with through life, you know, family or friends.
Yeah.
Because they were doing the best that they could.
That's right. For what they knew at that time. The world is so different nowadays. And, you know, there's so much more bullying now than there was ever in the world. Like, you know, when we were kids growing up, yeah, we got bullied, right? But it was to your face, right?
Different.
Or maybe they wrote a little note on a piece of paper, you know, those little notes. And they may have said some mean things about you, you know, or whatever, right? But now it's like they can get on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. They can get on Twitter. They can live stream. They can do all kinds of horrible things to make people feel bad about themselves. When in fact, these poor people are just so hurt inside. They're targeting these other kids because they have something that they don't have. And instead of talking about it and saying, you know, to their mom or dad or whomever it is that they have as their caretaker or even their teacher, they go out and they lash out, because this is what's happening in society. It's more comfortable to lash out than to sit in discomfort and discuss why you feel a certain way. And I know you're raising your boys to express themselves, and you know, Christian, same thing. And sometimes I wish he would stop talking, because I just like, Gucci knows, sometimes I just want some quiet, because I need to be quiet in my brain. But like the reports you get from school for Connor, because he's 5 and now he's in school, you know, you get this feedback and yeah. how polite he is and kind and empathetic and sweet and good natured and smart. And he questions, he's curious, because that's the way you and, you know, obviously your husband, Craig, are raising these kids. You're trying to show them a different way of life than what you saw as kids.
That's exactly yeah. it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just like
parent, how I feel those areas that I wasn't getting enough of, you mm-hmm. know, from my parents, and they were great parents. I had a great childhood, regardless of, you know, the different experiences, challenging as some of them were. But I realized in that, in those moments where you have like the meltdowns or things are escalating and you're trying to communicate and you just have to take a step back, take a deep breath. I'm like, remember how this felt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And let's try something else, right? Mm-hmm. It's just trial and error. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're human. And I always do that wraparound conversation, you know, with my son. And I'm like, if I made a mistake, I'm going to apologize. I know that was scary for you, right?
That's right.
It's wrapping around, you know, with that love and understanding. And it's okay to make mistakes. You don't have to be perfect
because you're not a perfectionist
right here, right? It's
admit it, you know, like that's something that I never heard growing up. Like when my parents were wrong about things, and there were times they were wrong, they never said they were sorry. They never acknowledged it, right? But they expected my brother and I to acknowledge our wrongdoings and our bad behavior and apologize and be respectful. There was no reciprocity with respect to how they then, like you said, wrap around, they come around and return the favor. That wasn't possible. And, you know, as I got older and my dad and mom got older, you know, I saw more with my father, you know, especially when he was passing the last year of his life. I, you know, like he apologized his last day on earth to me for putting me through all the stuff that he felt he was putting me through. It wasn't he putting me through. It was my job. I'm his daughter. My job is to help my family and my parents and things. And luckily I had the biotech background that I could understand what these doctors were saying, understand potential treatment options and things of that nature, understand drug-drug interactions and contraindications and all those words that I use all the time. But to hear him say, I'm sorry, you know, his last day on earth, I was like, wow, Dad, you don't have to be sorry. I didn't need to hear sorry then. When I was a younger girl, when things were wrong, then I could have used an I'm sorry, but not now, not on your last day in here, you know. And I didn't even know it was his last day, but I had a feeling it was. And even with my mom's struggles, as you know, last year and then leading up to her death, it was hard because she didn't apologize a lot because of the mental health. She didn't see what she was doing. And it's not an excuse. She didn't see it. And I had to learn to accept that. It's very hard to accept that. So if we can show these young ladies all these different ways of things that we've learned working corporate, being in relationships, being a mother, you know, we tend to kind of mother. I didn't even realize I was doing this until someone said it to me one day. Well, Christina, you mother us. I'm like, I do. Like, what do you mean by that? Do you feel like you don't have a voice? That's how I was mothered. And then they're like, no.
It's nurturing. As a mother would, right?
Yes. Just kind of coming on
with that communication and can be a safe space, right? I think you see the potential, right?
Yep.
Others, maybe they wouldn't see it themselves. So you kind of help. It's that encouragement, that unconditional love.
Absolutely. And that is what we want to share with our younger generation of females that are coming up. Kimberly and I, our call to action is to help others, especially young females, because we're female, right? And like Kimberly said in the beginning, and I've said as well, I think I didn't have a very good, when growing up, I didn't have a female, you know, really that could stand other than my mom. But she was old school Italian. Like she'll throw a shoe at your head if you're not going to listen.
Yeah.
And I loved my mom. I loved her. But that was a different kind of empowerment.
Different type of female empowerment. Yeah, I could say the same with, you know, my Mimi, my mama, my mother. You know, yeah. They were all strong in a different way, you know, yeah. with how they were raised. And they all had their own struggles too.
That's right. From
childhood into adulthood as well. So, you know, you take those lessons learned and you kind of, you create your own way.
That's right. So I'm going to have us end now because we're close to our time. When we get on these chats,
I know
forever. But what we want people to do as a result of all this, if you guys could, please. Please pay attention because there's some things that we're going to be doing together. We have in mind a very empowering workshop where Pretty Powerful will be showing up. CD will be showing up. I hate calling my brand my name, as you guys all know. I feel like it's egotistical, but we have some amazing things in store that we want to be able to share with the young females, first in our community, because we're very blessed that we live in the same school district. Our kids go to the same school district, not the same schools, but they go to the same school district. So we're going to be doing something very soon. And then, you know, envisioning and manifesting, I see us on a big stage together doing this, like big time, like roadshow kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be fun. And so thank you, Kimberly, for taking time out of your busy schedule to meet with me today and discuss this very important topic, which is true female empowerment from our younger generation going forward.
Oh, absolutely. Well, again, it's always a pleasure. I love being able to connect with you and again, connecting with our listeners and hoping to make a positive impact from here on out for our young female.
Absolutely. So as we always say on all of our shows, remember, we are the same. I am Christina D'Arcangelo. Thank you for joining us today.